Blog Talk Radio.
First Peter 1:15, as he which is holy, which has called you, is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, or in all manner of living. Hallelujah. And the only way that you can do that is when you fall in love with Jesus.
Separation. Separation from sin, separation from the world. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 14, which says simply, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Be ye holy, for I am holy, God says. If we expect to have the Holy Spirit dwelling in our lives, it makes a lot of sense. We must be holy. Holiness really means being Christ-like. Holiness means every aspect of living for God. It's a privilege to be holy. It's a privilege not to be bound to sin. It's a privilege not to be addicted to alcohol. It's a privilege not to be addicted to smoking. It's a privilege not to be bound by lust and bitterness and envy. It's the most powerful thing in the world that when somebody treats you wrong, instead of treating them wrong back, you can say, look, nobody's going to manipulate me. Nobody's going to tell me how to think. The devil can't make me do this. No other person can provoke me into an ungodly situation. But through the power of the Holy Ghost, I can respond with a meek and gentle and quiet and peaceable spirit under all circumstances.
Well, don't y'all over there think of, y'all say you can't do this, you can't dress, and you can't do certain things. You don't matter how long you talk to them. Until they get a revelation of who God is, they're not going to understand what holiness is. It's a must. It's not just an optional way, another plate building to get into and just say you're a believer, but it is the only way to travel and to become a true, full-hearted believer.
Good evening. Welcome to our 2017 broadcast. We're beginning a new series on Blog Talk Radio. I know we had took some time off a couple of months during the holiday seasons, but hey, we're back now. I just want to shout out to some of the members. We went out in the community and was very successful praying and delivering people in the community, just doing what Jesus God commanded us to do, to go out in highways and byways and compel them. Amen. So we just want to thank you guys for tuning in on tonight. We have a good discussion, and be sure to call in. Our guest call-in number is 646-668-8633. If you have comments, questions, need prayer, feel free to call in. Again, it's 646-668-8633. Amen. So we will start off the broadcast with prayer, and then I will come before you and then pass it along to Bishop. Father God, we just want to thank you on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, because you are so worthy. Lord God, we thank you for your miraculous healing power and demonstration. Lord God, we come before you. with a humble spirit, Lord God, because it's not about us. It's not about us, but it's about your kingdom, Lord God. So we humbly bow ourselves before your throne, Lord God, and as our voice go out through the airwaves, highways, byways, airwaves, Lord God, let it touch the heart like only you can, Father God. You know that one that is listening. There may be someone bound up, burdened down, need deliverance, don't know where to go to get deliverance. But Lord, I ask right now in the precious name of Jesus that you touch on tonight. Heal, deliver, set free. We break every demonic stronghold that is trying to keep the people bound. The dull ears that will not hear the word. The hardened heart that will not receive your precious word. And we break these demonic strongholds off their life in the precious name of Yeshua. And Lord God, we just want to thank you that you give us strength as we go forth, Lord God. You strengthen us. Be with us, Father God. Everything we do, everything we say, we ask that you be with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. So we are just, we're really, like my kids say, crunk tonight. Because, amen, when you go out in the community and you can witness the power of God, that's what keep our faith rejuvenated. That's what keep Bishop and my, we keep going out, because we are witnessing the power of God. We're not just reading about it, but it should be demonstration power. It should be something you see as a believer every day. Amen? Because we believe. So tonight we're talking, bringing our scriptures out of, really it could be called these times, but we are coming out of our scripture reading, and I'll read it. Mark, the 9th chapter. So if you could turn with me to Mark, the 9th chapter. And we will start at the 14th verse. And I know some of you are familiar with this, but we will just enlighten you on some things. And you know, if you need to call in, feel free to do so. So Mark 9:14. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, "What questions ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I brought unto you my son, which has a dumb spirit." We're going to talk about that a little bit on tonight. "And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not." He answered him and said, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me." And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tore him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, "How long is it ago since this came unto him?" And he said, "Of a child." So you see, the spirit had been in his child since he was a child. "And oftentimes it has cast him into the fire," and it's just a torment spirit, "into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. Satan comes but to kill, steal, and destroy." You can't play with the enemy. "But if thou canst do anything," this is the Father pleading to Jesus, "if you can do anything, Lord, have compassion on us and help us." I don't know if you've ever been in that position where you got a child or something that is being vexed or tormented with a demon spirit or sick. Whatever you need to do to get that child some help, as parents, you're going to do whatever you need to do. Because he was asking Jesus, "Look, this boy has been tormented since he was a young lad. I need some help, Lord." Jesus said unto him, "If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears. I mean, he was crying for that child. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more unto him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. That's the authority of Jesus Christ, that even the demons have to obey. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he came unto the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. And they departed thence and passed through Galilee. Okay, so we're going to stop right there. And when he said, these kind come out by much fasting and prayer. See, the faith and the belief resided in the Father's heart. The Father begged for Jesus' help to eliminate the latter. Because when your child, like I was saying, is vexed sorely for so long, you know God can do something, but this child has been going through this for so long, sometimes you just say, you know, I'm just tired. I'm just wore out. I'm tired. Lord, I believe that you are who you say you are, but just help the part of me of my five senses that can't comprehend how this child gonna be delivered. You see? Or this marriage, or this finance. Lord, I know you can do it, but you help that part of me. And that's what Jesus was saying. Sometimes in our natural senses, we can't understand or comprehend how God is going to do a thing. So tonight what we're talking about is deliverance prayers that work. And we know that it's by faith. You know, we can pray a prayer, but if you don't put faith behind the prayer, guess what? It's just some empty words. If you don't put your faith behind this Bible that you read, it's just some empty words. So this is why, as believers, we have to demonstrate in the power of Almighty God. And it's so sad that nowadays in churches that you hear preachers saying, I don't have that gift to cast out devils. If you got faith, he said, as a mustard seed. Now, I understand there are certain demonic spirits that you have to be prayed up to deal with. This ain't just like a little simple headache or sometimes, you know, you may just pray for something minor. When you're dealing with demonic spirits, by the Holy Spirit and by wisdom through the Holy Spirit, he will give you discernment on how to deal with certain spirits. That's why we call it these kind. This particular demonic spirit, it could have been a form, I'm not saying epilepsy, but it was like a form of epilepsy because he would have fits. He would fall out. He would convulse. He would have seizures. I remember a time Bishop and I, we were going to a particular church and a young lady, she would have seizures. And we began to pray for her, and we bind that epileptic demonic spirit. And she said that when she went home, she was healed. Do you know that demonic spirit got in on her dog? And she said when she looked over at the dog was convulsing. You see? So I thought about the man when Jesus cast the demons out of him and they begged Jesus to go into the swine. See, demons will try to go into anything. They'll try to go outside, and they can occupy inanimate objects. You bring some of this stuff, you go to some of these islands and you pick up some of these artifacts. Look, people, you don't know who don't pray it over some of them statues. Sometimes they invoke certain spirits over certain statues in these islands. Or, you know, so we have to be mindful. We have to be prayerful. And number one, stop being so gullible. God said he didn't call us to be what? You know, ignorant according to his word. We as Christians, we need to be diligent. He said, because we have an adversary that he prowls looking for someone that he can devour. Amen? So we have to always be on our guard. We have to be prayed up, and it's similar to the message I'm bringing on tomorrow. But if you can be there, I would like to see you at the church. We will be at 1190 Evenflow Drive. That's in Canton, Georgia. And I'll be bringing the word on tomorrow. But God is just, he wants this. Let me go on, and then I'll turn it over to Pastor. But I have some deliverance prayer scriptures that I'm going to be going over with you as well. And these are scriptures that you can use to for certain situations in your family. Amen? So after he come forth, we want to go over these prayers with you, and it'll just help you. But one prayer here I have, Father God, I declare and decree over myself, my family, and the inhabitants of this geographic region. So we're going to call this region. I'm in the city of Canton, over this geographic region, Canton, Georgia. And we're going to, we will no longer turn aside from hearing and responding to truth. And I bind, listen to this, I bind the strong man of the deaf and dumb spirit. See, a deaf and dumb spirit can be in the spiritual realm, too. You see what I'm saying? A lot of times when people have dull hearing and they can't hear the word, that could be a dumb spirit. I bind that dumb spirit, unbelief, and the perverse spirit in the name and the authority of Jesus Christ. I bind up the spirit of heaviness that brings hopelessness. I forbid them from speaking, influencing, controlling, or dominating others. By the authority of Jesus Christ, I render them powerless, paralyzed, impotent. I command these spirits to be dismantled, torn down, and sent back to the place God created for them in Jesus' name. You take authority over these demonic spirits that's tormenting your homes, tormenting your family. Now, here's why I release the joy of the Lord, the spirit of faith, purity, love, and resurrection power by the Holy Spirit to go forth over this land, Canton, Georgia, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I ask you to release your angels to surround my family, surround Canton and the surrounding cities, and war against these strong men spirits. And you know, it's a lot of spirits up here. Because if you do some history, this was an old Indian burial ground, all these different spirits and a lot of racism, a lot of prejudice was up in here. We breaking your stronghold right now. A lot of divisions where churches can't come together. You got your black church, you got your white. I bind it up in the name of Jesus. I take authority over you prejudiced spirit. And whoever that spirit is trying to abide in, whether it's the White House or your house, I take authority in the name of Jesus. I bind all interfering and assisting demons that try to enforce and support those being torn down in the name of Jesus. You know, demons work together. Why don't the church work together? We can come together. If one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000. I declare that the ears that have been dull and without understanding, those that have sought comfort through denial, and those that have been under a spirit of stupor are open now in the name and authority of Jesus Christ, according to Mark 7:35. Lord Jesus, you said in Isaiah 61:1, of your word, the spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. In Jesus' name, amen. Take a drink. Therefore, I declare that every agreement with the enemy or works of darkness are now broken in the name and authority of Jesus Christ. I declare that my family members, call their name, my family and those in the geographic city of Canton have turned back to you, O God. Turn their hearts back to you. Let there be a stirring in the heart where people will seek you, Lord God. Lord, we ask that this city be healed. I command the deaf ears to be open now in the name and authority of Jesus Christ. I command the dullness to come out of the people's heart. And they have been given a spirit of understanding. Form your Holy Spirit according to Matthew 13:15. And it is Isaiah 11:2. I break the spirit of stupor and release clarity, focus, and healing to the people's mind. I declare that your words are clear to them according to Mark 7:14. I declare that the people everywhere hear the word of the Lord and are compelled to do what he says according to Acts 10:33. I declare that people will give up their other desires. Lord, we have so much of this. False idols, false worship. They don't seek you with their heart. They seek everything but you. They seek a program, a television. When it comes to you, Lord God, they got a spirit of stupor. And they don't cry out to you, Father. We see it all over TV. Everybody, and I'm not knocking the Super Bowl. We like a good football game. But those dedicated fans, no matter what they have to do, if they have to spend the night sleeping on the ground to get a ticket to the Super Bowl, they'll do it. Lord, where's the hunger after you? We have set up an idol here in this country. People don't seek you the way they used to. You are put on the back burner. So right now I declare that the people will give up their other desires and pursue you, Father God, according to Mark 8:34. I declare people will confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved according to Romans 10:9-10. I declare that false brethren and lying signs and wonders will not deceive the righteous, nor turn them away from the way of righteousness, according to Mark 13:22. I declare the spirit and the power of repentance is released. Now we got, Lord, we just have so much religion, but they don't want a relationship. I declare the spirit and the power of repentance is released now to make people ready to turn their hearts back to you, Father, according to Luke 1:17 and Malachi 4:6. I declare that the people have cried out to the Lord for their deliverance and salvation. You can reach out right now. If you've been crying out to the Lord, reach out right now. I declare that the people have cried out to the Lord for their deliverance and salvation. And the Lord has saved them from all their distress. He has brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and has broken their chains, break every chain in pieces, according to Psalms 107:13-14. I declare people are no longer dead in their trespasses, but they have been revived according to Ephesians 2:1. I declare that people have turned away from their wickedness according to Acts 3:26. I declare people have confessed their sins and received cleansing for their unrighteousness, according to 1 John 1:9. I declare people have confessed their sins one to another. So if you're out there harboring some unforgiveness, somebody did you wrong song, you need to release that. Yeah, we all been done wrong. Somebody has always, they're always doing something wrong, but you need to release it. I declare people have confessed their sins one to another so that they can be healed according to James 5:16. I declare the generational curse, that's a generational curse of unbelief, is broken according to Malachi 4:6. I declare our land, families, and our cities are healed, according to 2 Chronicles 7:14. I declare and decree that people will be found watching and waiting for Jesus Christ, according to Luke 8:40. I declare that Jesus will find great faith, according to Luke 7:9. I declare restoration is released, according to Ezekiel 36:29-36. I declare the waste places are rebuilt, and a breach has been repaired, according to Isaiah 58:12. I declare rivers of joy are flowing in dry places, according to Jeremiah 31:9 and Isaiah 41:18. And I declare the head of the serpent that causes spiritual deafness is cut off in the mighty name of Yeshua, our Lord. Amen. So those are some good deliverance prayers. If you couldn't do nothing but write the scriptures down, or if you want me to send you this list, you can send me an email to Evangelist Kathy. Our email address is kingdomofgodministry77@gmail.com. And I will be happy to send you these deliverance prayers. Amen. So with that, we're going to yield the floor over to Bishop, and he will come as the Lord leads him. Amen. Hope you enjoyed the program. Amen.
Praise God. We thank the Lord for the rendering by Evangelist Montgomery. We're talking about deliverance prayers that work, or these kind. And when you say these kind, you have to remember, in the spirit world, I would like to say this, in the spirit world, they are rankings, powers, and principalities. But what we're really talking about is the rankings. And what was happening at this particular time in Mark 9:28 through 29, Jesus had given the apostles authority over foul spirits, over unclean spirits, over all types of different spirits of sickness and disease. Jesus Christ had given his disciples this authority and power before he sent them out. And one thing I want to bring out is that the disciples, they were exercising their authority. They were exercising their power. They had cast out some devils and some demons. They were doing everything that the Lord Jesus told them to do in the authority that he gave them. But as I said previously, there are rankings of devils. There are some foul spirits that are stronger than others. You have some unclean spirits. You have some wicked spirits. You have some foul spirits that are of a higher degree or higher ranking than others. So what happened? When the disciples ran into this higher ranking demon, which was a deaf and dumb spirit, okay, what they did before didn't work. Why didn't it work? Because it took more authority or more power or more faith, huh? More faith, because the scriptures say if you have the faith the size of a grain of mustard seed, huh? You can say to this mountain, hey, be thou removed and it go off into the sea. You can do great things with a little faith. But some things take more than a little. It said it took fasting and prayer. Why did it take fasting and prayer? Because, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. Because your level of belief has to come up. And when I say that, because you have to have the type of faith and belief that is not looking at the circumstance, that is not looking at what the devil or the enemy is doing at the moment. Because if you're constantly looking at what the enemy is doing, he's deceiving you. You're looking at his power, and you're not looking at the power of the living God. Because when you look at the power of the living God, you're going to see past what the enemy is doing and how he's acting up, but you'll see through to your healing and through your deliverance. You'll see the healing. You'll see the deliverance. So you're not looking at the circumstance. But in order for that to happen, your faith level and your belief level has to be up to the level of the situation that you're in. So as Evangelist Montgomery said, you're not going to deal with a deaf and dumb spirit the same way that you might deal with a headache or some other light thing or something that's just dealing with your flesh. You see, you have some spirits that want to get down into soul area or get down into your mind where they will try to convince you that you can't be healed. You see, that's where the devil works. He wants you, all right, he wants you to believe that God can't do it. And see, and if you believe that, you're not operating in faith. You're operating in unbelief. Because what the scriptures say, all things are possible to them that believe. It also says you can do all things through Christ Jesus. You see? See, that eliminates doubt and unbelief. But if you're looking at the circle, if you're looking at the sickness, okay, if you're looking at the disease, if you're looking at the condition, if you're constantly looking at the circumstance, and the sad thing about it, people who have been in conditions for long periods of time, all right, long periods of time, like in this particular passage of scripture, this young man, he probably was a young man there, the father said to Jesus, he's been like this since he's been a child, Jesus. I mean, we've been struggling with this thing since he was a little boy. Foaming at the mouth, foaming, having seizures and falling out. Sometimes he'll fall in the fire, sometimes he'll fall in the water, having seizures, having fits. I mean, we can't live in peace because this thing has been on this boy this long, and we don't know what's going on. I don't know what to do, Lord. I believe, though, I know you heal people. I've seen you cast devils out of folk. But I don't know. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. I believe, but I don't believe. Help my unbelief. I want to believe. And Jesus did it. But people, you have to come to the... Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. You have to come to the point of desperation for your deliverance, for your prayer to be answered. Now, when I say desperation, what I mean is you have to do whatever you need to do to get set free from whatever you're going for, whatever you need God to do in your life, because you can't, none of us, can defeat the enemy on our own. We don't have the strength. We don't have the power. If that was true, then Jesus would not have had to come. Adam and Eve would still, the garden would still be here. Everything would be perfect as it was before the fall. But flesh alone, hear me, saints, hear me, people of God, flesh alone, knowledge alone, strength alone, money alone, nothing you have alone will set you free from the enemy or from sin. The only thing that will set you free from the enemy and sin is Jesus Christ. I'll say it again. Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Deliverance prayers at work, these kind.
Amen.
These kind. The stuff that you've been wrestling with for a long time, all right? I know some of you listening out there, you've been wrestling with something for a long time. Some of it is deep down in your heart. It may be hurt. It may be pain. It may be unforgiveness. It may be some kind of addiction. But whatever it is, I'll say this again, whatever it is, if you turn it over to Jesus with your whole heart, believing and having faith, and the living God in Yeshua, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he will set you free. The chains will break off of you.
Bishop, give them the call-in number.
The chains will break off of you, and the guest call-in number is 646-668-8633. best call-in number, I'll say it again, 646-668-8633. All right? But as we're saying, we're talking about deliverance prayers that work. We're talking about these kinds. And one, the reason we're speaking like this is because there's a lot of you out there that is just like this young person that had this deaf and dumb spirit. Some of you out there are just like that person who sat at the pool of Bethesda on Solomon's temple, the five porches, for 38 years, and he couldn't get himself down to the pool to be set free. He was on the verge of giving up. He began to make up excuses and just say, well, I guess this is how I'm going to be. Nobody will help me into the pool. I can't crawl down there fast enough. So I guess I'll be just content standing here, lying here, begging for alms. And Jesus come along and said, hey, he said, wilt thou be made whole? You have to come to the point that your will has to come in line with God's will for your deliverance. And I'll say it again. God's will is for you to be saved, delivered, set free. It's not God's will for people to be diseased and tore up from the floor up. That's not God's will. Now, we know some people get sick, all right? We know we're going to get a common cold sometimes. We know we're going to get the flu sometimes. We might even get certain ailments and diseases. But it's not God's will for you to be taken out by these ailments and diseases. And we know that some people will leave here under certain diseases and things like that. But that should not affect your belief or faith in God. It should not separate you from God. Paul said, I will let nothing separate me from the love of God. Nothing. Why did Paul say that? Because he had complete confidence and faith and belief in Jesus Christ. What we have to do sometimes, brothers and sisters, regardless of our situation in life, we need to take authority and use the authority that Jesus Christ has given us in the Spirit. We have the authority. We have the power through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to actually speak to foul and unclean spirits and tell them where to go. We can do that. God has given us that authority. He has given us that power through his Son, Jesus Christ. And we can exercise that authority, and we don't have to be ashamed. We can exercise it. And you know what? The enemy, these foul spirits, have to obey. Why do they have to obey? Because it's by the authority of Jesus Christ that we speak. So these spirits is reacting to the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God, Jesus Christ. We are ambassadors to the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, they can ask what they will. And the Lord God Father will do it because Jesus is right there in the midst. All right, let's go a little further here. Let's go a little further here. Now, we're talking about Mark 9. And what we have to remember, you have some spirits that they think that your temple or your body is their home. They say, this is my house. I've been in this house for 12 years. I've been in this house for 38 years. I've been in this house a long time. I got the person believing that this is his thing. I got the person believing that this sickness and this disease and this condition of mine is his. I got it. So what are you talking about? You gonna cast me out? How are you gonna cast me out? Because this fellow has has accepted me. Did you hear that, brothers and sisters in Christ? Don't you accept anything of the devil. He's telling you, you got this sickness, you got this cancer, you got this thing, this is your thing. No, it's not your thing. It's not yours. That's the devil. That's the enemy. That's an unclean spirit. That's a wicked spirit. That's a foul spirit that's trying to occupy your house, your temple. That's yours. It's not the enemy. So how do you deal with that? You deal with that through much fasting and prayer. And the Lord dealt with me on that a little bit ago. And he says, when you fast and pray, what you're doing, you're bringing the area of you that the Holy Ghost works through, which is your spirit man. Your spirit man and the Holy Ghost works together. But it's working together against your flesh. It's working together against that part of you that has alienated you from God, which is your flesh and your mind that tells you, I can't understand this. I can't understand. I don't see how God's going to do this. God can't do this. God can do anything and everything, but God can't fail. Neither can God lie. So if God says he's a healer, if God says he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, guess what? He is. If God slew giants thousands of years ago, he can slay the giant in your life now. But you got to believe that. Mm-hmm. The Lord told me some time ago, and I asked him about deliverance and casting out devils and all of these things. He said, believe. Believe? That's it? I just got to believe? Yes. Believe. Let me say this to your sisters and brothers out there. If you can believe for salvation, if you can believe and have faith that you can be saved, that you have become a child of God through Christ Jesus, and you exercise that same faith to believe and be filled with the Holy Ghost, that's that same faith you can believe for deliverance and faith for deliverance. So what do we have to do? We have to bring our flesh to the level, thank you, Holy Ghost, of our spirit. Now, how do you do that? By denying the flesh. How do you deny the flesh? By not giving it everything it wants. Okay?
Amen.
Fasting and prayer denies the flesh its strength.
Mm-hmm.
And when your flesh has died, guess what? Your spirit man comes alive. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And when your spirit man comes alive, that is the vehicle and the conduit that the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit can move through. Because the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit knows nothing of doubt and disbelief. It only knows Jesus Christ, the Word of God, and deliverance. Because Jesus Christ and the Word of God is all about deliverance and life. See, these sicknesses, ailments, and diseases are a part of death. I'll say it again. They are a part of death. And if you don't believe it, when you go back to the beginning, you'll find out that Adam and Eve didn't have sickness and disease. And all unnecessary pain and all of this. Anxiety and mental conditions. Adam and Eve didn't have any of that in the garden. Why? Because they were of everlasting life. They had, I'll say this, they weren't created to die. All right? They were not created to die. But when they sinned, death took over. And when death took over, then all kind of disease, all kind of demonic activity, all kind of stuff started happening that was not good because of sin. But see, God made a way for them even then because he already knew that was going to happen. So he made a way for us to be saved through Christ Jesus. Christ Jesus is the answer for every condition. It's not money, it's not power, but it's Christ Jesus, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Word of God, wrapped up in flesh, Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Look, the reason we're speaking like this with such authority and power? Because we are in the last days. Brothers and sisters in God, we got to put our whole armor on. And we got to have faith in Jesus Christ. We have to believe in Jesus Christ. We have to take the word of God literally. It's not just a storybook. It's not just a history book. It is life. And we are dealing with spirits that all they want to do is destroy us. All of us. See, one thing about demons and foul unclean spirits and wicked spirits and evil spirits is they don't discriminate. They ain't looking at if you black or white. They don't look at if you oriental. They don't look at it or Caucasian. They're not looking at any of that. They're looking at you and saying, this is the image of the living God, and I want to destroy it. I hate it. I'll say it again. I hate demons, hate and despise people all of the time. I said all of the time they want to destroy us. What does that mean? That means that we have to keep ourselves rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus and in his word. Like you say, why couldn't we cast them out? Well, because the ranking of that spirit. This is how the spirit realm works. Little imps come at you, little small demons come at you, and you can just about wink at them. You just say no, they'll go away. But then some other spirits stronger than them will come back, and they'll put more pressure on you. So what you have to do, you have to lean hard on Christ Jesus. Then you have to do some fasting and praying so that you can, so that your the authority and the power that Christ has given you can be evident to them, and they see that Christ Jesus, the Holy Ghost, is moving through you, and they got to go. See, one thing about foul spirits, they respect the authority of Jesus Christ. They react to the authority of Jesus Christ. So if you so if you take Jesus lightly, then they'll deal with you accordingly. But if you are serious about the Lord and you have gotten yourself, if you have raised to the level that Christ has for you, then that's the same level that you can deal with these spirits. But what we're talking about is these spirits that work with your mind and your body and been with you a long time, even generational. You deal with that through fasting and prayer on your own. There's some things that you have to deal with yourself. Yes. Sometimes, like in certain instances, Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Other times, it was by the faith and the power of Jesus Christ. But sometimes you have to step out in your faith and say, I know that God can do this. Just like the woman who had the issue of blood. But she didn't doubt. She said, I know. If I can crawl up there and just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. That's the kind of prayer that works. That's the kind of faith that works when you're dealing with diseases and ailments that you've had a long time, or foul spirits that you've had a long time. But we have to also remember that the whole aspect of all of this is salvation, because Jesus told his disciples when he sent them out, when he sent out the 70, he said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven, and he said, behold, I give you power over all the power of the enemy, over serpents and scorpions. But nevertheless, be not overjoyed because you have authority and power over these spirits, but that your name is written in heaven, that you're saved, that you have the spirit of the living God, that your name is written in heaven, and that you're going to wind up where God wants you to be, where you're going to get that mansion on high.
Amen.
That's what's most important. So if you do go through something, if you do have to go through something, if you do have to get sick of something negative happened to you, just hold on to God's unchanging hand and exercise your authority in Christ. Never, regardless of the circumstances, never turn your back on Christ Jesus, brothers and sisters in the Lord. Hold on unto him forever. Because everything is worth your salvation. Everything is worth the kingdom of God. Whatever we go through, nothing can compare to the things that God has prepared for them that love him. You see? But I'll say this. Everything we go through in life is worth heaven. But God has just given us a little authority and power, and he's given some information over these foul and evil spirits that roam this earth. But I'm going to say this to you, people of the Most High God, nothing is worth going to hell. Not all the money in the world, not all the power, not anything is worth being lost. Nothing is worth being lost. But whatever we go through in this life and on this earth, heaven is worth it all. Huh? Like a song used to say, one moment in paradise pays for it all. We have a few more minutes left. Our guest call-in number is 646-668-8633. I'm going to bring out a few more things about this, these deliverance prayers at work, or these kind. These come out through much prayer and fasting. It says, so I'm going to read, the deaf and dumb spirit causes physical issues such as epilepsy and seizures. But on the spiritual side, if it's rooted in unbelief, it will also cause apathy and inability to focus, which is also distraction. It'll cause spiritual deafness and an inability to learn, receive, and communicate. Inability to learn what? Inability to learn the things of God or to receive communication that will set you free from what you're bound by, because you will not hear the word of the living God. You will not understand the word of God. That's what a deaf and a dumb spirit will do. It affects you both physically and spiritually, where you can't get free because you can't understand. You can't hear. You see, you can't speak the word of God. You have become somewhat lethargic in the things of God. Just, oh, I don't care. I'm okay with this thing. I didn't have it. It's my sickness. It's my disease. Yeah. You start saying what the devil is saying.
Ownership.
You own that thing. I said just like that. But it's not your thing. Sickness, disease is not yours. That comes from outside. Whether it be generational, or whether it's something you just picked up, or something that happened, it's not yours. You don't have to claim it. Even if you have it, you don't have to claim it. It attacks your body. It attacks your mind. What? These spirits. These kind. The kind that been with you a long time. These different cancers, these different epilepsies, these different unheard of diseases that just seem to pop up out of nowhere. You don't have to claim them. But you can claim your salvation and your deliverance. How? But first you got to get saved. Then you got to believe. Then when it gets tough, then you have to bend your knees. And then when it gets a little tougher, then you have to deny your flesh. You have to bring your flesh into subjection to the word of the living God. There is no doubt and disbelief in God's word. There's no doubt and disbelief in Christ. There's no doubt and disbelief in God. There's no doubt and disbelief in the Holy Ghost. So where does it come from? It comes from the devil in us. All right? So we're getting ready to end our broadcast, but we have to take authority over the deaf and dumb spirits. And when you take authority over these spirits, the same authority that you take over these spirits, you can take over other spirits. Faith works in every situation. It's just sometimes your deliverance might take a little while, but it's coming. And you can believe that it is. That's how faith works. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's what Hebrews 11 says about faith. Just because you don't see it doesn't mean that God is not doing it. Just because you sit right now doesn't mean that you're not healed. You see? You can't continue to look at the circumstance. You have to see yourself as delivered right now and then operate in that deliverance. Because if you're constantly looking at your sickness, you're going to stay sick. If you're constantly claiming your sickness, you're going to claim your sickness. That's right. As the scripture said, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we were already healed. So we got to operate in it. Now, I want to say something. That don't mean you go out there and constantly hurt yourself
or stop taking
your medication. You do everything the doctor tells you to do, but you believe in still for your complete deliverance and healing where you don't have to take the medication and you'll be in divine healing. But that is by prayer, fasting, studying the word of God, being around people with like-mindedness in reference to healing and deliverance, and staying away from things that would tear you down. All right, now. We're going to close at this point in time. We thank God for everyone that listened on tonight. And Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God, we ask that you touch everyone that listened tonight. We come against every hindering spirit. We bind up spirits of sickness, infirmity, and disease. We bind it up and we cast it out right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, Father God, we ask that you touch every mind, heart that's listening tonight. Father God, let them get into your word all the more, and Father, help them to increase their faith. The man in the scripture said, Father, I believe, help my unbelief. Father God, we pray this right now by the blood and in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Thank you,
Jesus. And we want to thank everyone that listened on tonight and anyone who wants to come and desire to fellowship with us. We are at 1190 Evenfro Drive in Canton, Georgia.
Amen.
We look forward to seeing you, and we thank you for listening on tonight. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. Amen and amen.
End it.